The Dalai Lama is in Los Angeles today, the last stop in his 9-city tour of the United States. He's conducting prayer sessions with Chinese Buddhists. Earlier this week, he angered China when he met with President Bush here in Washington. China accused the Dalai Lama of trying to split the motherland. Before he left for Los Angeles, the Dalai Lama spoke with NPR's Madeleine Brand.
In 1951, China formally took control of Tibet. China calls it Tibet's peaceful liberation. Tibetans say they were forced to give up their autonomy to China. The Dalai Lama met with President Bush on the 50th anniversary of that event, to the day. He told me the timing was a coincidence.
I forgot yesterday.
You forgot it was the anniversary?
Yes.
Wearing maroon robes and square-framed glasses, the Dalai Lama, now 65 years old, leaned into the microphone, intent that he be heard clearly. Several assistants and handlers hovered nearby and helped him out when he was searching for a word in English. He's living in exile in India, where he has led a 40-year fight for Tibetan rights.
Your Holiness, what is your role, what is your responsibility in bringing the Chinese to the table to start some form of negotiation?
I'm not seeking independence. My approach is actually indirectly helping to the Chinese government and the Communist Party in order to achieve genuine stability and unity and better image of China. If you look carefully and use common sense, under presence of Chinese policy is actually counterproductive regarding stability and unity. This is not just its interest for Tibetan, but interest for the whole country. And then also the Chinese government, very, very eager, you see, to be one superpower. In order to make superpower, firstly, you need population, that already there. Then military power, that also there. Then the economy development, quite remarkably. Then fourth, the moral authority. Now that's lacking now. China needs moral authority.
Do you think it's necessary now for a third party like the United States to get involved in the negotiations, to get involved between Tibet and China, to be able to achieve some sort of solution? Is that the only way this will happen?
Eventually, of course, proper solution must find between Chinese and Tibetan. Now, in order to materialize that, of course, international community, and particularly like United States, have important role to help. For the time being, the Chinese government attitude is very harsh, so there is not much hope.
Your Holiness, you've been a very outspoken, dynamic, and very popular leader of Tibet. But what will happen to the Tibetan cause when you're gone?
Tibetan struggle is a national struggle. So the elder generation who face crisis, that generation almost gone. Now new generations, their Tibetan spirit is very high. So at the time when I no longer there, of course, some setback. But since this is the national struggle, so struggle will continue.
Peacefully.
Yes, I hopefully.
The Dalai Lama, he heads home, back to India, on Monday. But not for long. He spends most of his time traveling, trying to convince the world, to convince China, to grant Tibet autonomy. Madeleine Brand, NPR News, Washington.